Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, as the late, great Keith Jackson used to say, whoa, Nelly, the Anaheim Ducks have just scored two quick goals to start the third period. It's 3-1 for the Anaheim Ducks right now over the Vegas Golden Knights, who suddenly could be playing the Dallas Stars. But the Kings still have to win. It's not enough. The Kings need, oh, and right just as I say this, the Kings score.
Unbelievable. They just did.
Wow.
This is some
just
kind
like
of
they
joke.
Just scored.
Yeah, exactly. A walkie-talkie. Score now. Let's go.
Son of a bitch. I've got a parlay with Vegas in L.A. Stupid Vegas.
Oh. I had a bad feeling about that game. Those guys. Yeah.
I figured they'd want to avoid Dallas, Cam. I figured Vegas would be the ones to be like, yeah, we don't want to play Dallas. We'll play Edmonton.
I don't think Vegas cares, personally. Like Edmonton, they obviously, or because they're not beating the Ducks, something's going on here.
You know what?
Weird.
This if I'm the Edmonton Oilers, this is big for the Oilers. Actually, I'd way rather play the LA Kings than the Vegas Golden Knights if I'm the Edmonton Oilers. We beat the Kings all
right.
the time, and we lose to the Knights all the time. Like, do the math. You know what I'm saying? Like LA falls short, Julio, all the time to Edmonton. They don't have the firepower. You know what I mean? To keep up,
right?
Vegas are bigger and just sort of give Edmonton a problem. But Edmonton had bad goaltending last year in the playoffs. So I think Edmonton, I know Edmonton are getting their ass handed to them now, but this game didn't mean anything to them. So
yeah,
what? Hold on, Julio. Let me welcome Sirius back and we'll get your plays in here. Yeah, 5-1 for the Avs right now as this NHL season mercifully comes to an end. It just won't end.
That's
stupid.
Right.
And
shout out to everyone joining us on Sirius XM channel 159. Big Card Julio in the house. All right, Julio, the floor is yours. What do you got for us? Best bets.
Let's go with the futures market first as the Stanley Cup playoffs begin on Saturday. I'm going with the Colorado Avalanche to win the Western Conference plus 400. And I'm going to ride the Lightning until someone beats them and until this group breaks up. I'm riding the Lightning 12-1 to win the Eastern Conference. So give me the Lightning and the Avs to meet in the Stanley Cup once again. On Saturday, I like the Avalanche minus 105 to beat Winnipeg. I'm riding the hot streak of the Washington Capitals. Washington plus a puck and a half, minus 140, under 5.5, minus 120. On the diamond, the White Sox are terrible. I've already torn up my 22-1 White Sox to make the playoff ticket, but we do have them to be the worst team in the major leagues. They play the Phillies
White Sox
tomorrow.
To make the playoff ticket. Yeah, tear that one up.
I already tore it up. Phillies on the run line, plus 130. I know Garrett Crochet, best pitcher for the White Sox right now, but once you get to the bullpen, I think the Phillies will be just fine. We'll go on the soccer pitch. Wolverhampton plus 2 goals against Arsenal. So you need 3 goals to beat us on this market. If they lose by 2, it's a push. Colorado Rapids have been playing very well in the MLS. Give me under 2.5 goals against FC Dallas. And I like a couple of clean sheets. Juventus, a clean sheet, plus 120. Napoli, clean sheet, plus 162. And that's about it.
That's about it.
They're showing on the screen, but I know we're running short on time, so
it's quite a bit. Oh. No, you got time. You got time.
Cagliari versus
Italian soccer too.
More.
So Juventus, a clean sheet against Calgary. Napoli against Empoli. Empoli are going to get relegated from Serie A. Atalanta -118 on the money line. We're going to Spain. That's where my sister's hanging out right now. Atletico de Madrid on the money line against Alvarez. Under 2.5 goals, Celta Vigo y Las Palmas. And Athletic Club Bilbao, clean sheet against Granada.
What the heck?
That's quite a bit of action you've got here.
That's an international card. Wow.
My passport is fully stamped.
All that you're missing is some UFL football. That goes down Saturday. Take the St. Louis Battle Hawk game to go over and the Memphis Showboats plus the points.
Yeah, 3-1 Kings now. So I just tore up my under tickets as well.
No, it's not over yet.
For the Hawks. 3-1 Your White Sox.
3-1
Your White Sox. Yeah, your White Sox ticket's done, though, Julio. You could that.
That one's garbage.
Yep. So I already tore them. 3-1 LA Kings, and the Ducks are winning 3-1, which means the LA Kings would play the Edmonton Oilers, and the Vegas Golden Knights would get the Dallas Stars. And as I stated, this changes everything for me. Actually, I've been talking about liking Dallas. Yeah. You talked about liking Colorado, Julio. I'm buying in. I think Edmonton can actually get to the Cup. I like the bracket that they're in. They're going to play the winner of Nashville and Vancouver. And like I said, the winner, I think Vancouver could be Nashville. Then suddenly the winner of Vancouver and Edmonton is in the semifinals. You look at Dallas. Dallas are going to have to play the Vegas Golden Knights and then play the winner of the Avalanche and the Jets. They could lose either one of those series. Vancouver and Edmonton get easier matchups. They're in a better side of the bracket. The way this stupid NHL bracket works out, it's better for them.
Yep, it is.
Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the Crystal Clear, the hustle, the people, the bus, and everybody else in between. We got craziness in the late night hours here in the NHL as they're finishing off the playoff seeding and positions here. The Anaheim Ducks lead the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1. And the Kings are up on the Hawks right now, 3-1. If these results remained the way that they go, and I'll tell you, there's only 11 minutes left in the Vegas Golden Knight game. These results remain the way that they do. The Los Angeles Kings would then play the Edmonton Oilers in the playoffs. And the Vegas Golden Knights would have to deal with the Dallas Stars, which would not be an easy task. Jimmy Butler is out for tomorrow night's basketball game. We'll get Julio and Cam out of here. Julio Rosario with us. Julio, you said you just told us you're taking the Colorado Avalanche. I think it's a homer pick for you living in Denver now in the Colorado area.
I agree.
I have to say, yeah.
So much
say,
the Colorado little, lettuce.
Gabe, yeah. I told you. A little bit of a homer pick there. My mic will be cut in 30 seconds. I have the Leafs going to the Stanley Cup. And that's the biggest homer pick of them all.
That's a big homer
Against the Dallas Stars.
The Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Dallas Stars is your Stanley Cup prediction?
That is correct. And the Rangers, I'm going to do one with the Rangers and Stars. Yeah, I think Dallas gets there.
Yeah, I think we haven't talked enough. I don't know what's crazy. I used to be big on the Rangers the last couple of years. And now this year they're actually really good, and I haven't really been on them that much. I'm a little worried about the President's Cup curse, which is like really real for the Rangers. Mm-hmm. But they get the Capitals in the first round. They'll be able to handle the Capitals, and then they can just sort of get rolling after that, and maybe there'll be some upsets and stuff along the way. I don't know about the Leafs. I think the Leafs can beat the Bruins, but I think they can lose to the Bruins too.
But I think they'll lose to Dallas. I think Dallas will win the Stanley Cup, and the Leafs will lose in the Stanley Cup Finals and break everyone's heart again. That's just the Leafs' way.
I'm going to say Edmonton and Carolina.
Old school. They met before.
Endor. I might jump on the homer pick, too. Give me Vancouver and Carolina.
Yeah, there we go. We homer.
I like it.
Homer.
Nope.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the Pistol Players, the Hustlers, the people in the bus, and everybody else in between. Brent Beard's going to step up and join us. We're going to talk football with Brent in a couple of minutes. I just want to get to something as far as the NFL draft is concerned. We're now 1 week away from the NFL draft, and I put a bet in yesterday for Jaden Daniels in a parlay with the Dodgers alternate line to be the second pick in the draft. And I laid -250 with this bet. It was just me. You know, the draft is coming up. The numbers are bouncing all over the place. So it's like, I got to get this bet in, man. Right? I got to get this bet in. It was -300 in some spots. There's been a lot of just sort of, Daniels is the guy they're taking in Washington. Just sort of like the feeling behind the scenes is that Daniels is the guy that, you look, they got Cliff Kingsbury in there as the offensive coordinator. A lot of people think Daniels is better than Caleb Williams. And I think that, with Kingsbury in that room, I think he, if he loved Kyler Murray as much as he did, who do you think he's going to like between Daniels and May? They just had a North Carolina quarterback. Are they really going to trade Sam Howell to just bring in the guy that he replaced at are the Commanders North Carolina now? I think they're going with Jaden Daniels, but for whatever reason, people are severely disagreeing with that right now. As Jaden Daniels to be the second pick in the draft is all the way down to -130 right now. And I'm looking, I'm like, wow. So my bet, I posted it, so I'm transparent with the plays that I make. I put a 3, it was in game. The Dodgers were losing 2-0, and I was like, I'll play an all line +3.5 with this Jaden Daniels. I put $374 on it. They're willing to give me 314 right now. It hasn't even happened yet, and I've lost. So I've lost $60. And it hasn't even happened yet. So I got to do the math here at -130. So what happens if I take the if I take the 314 and I bet the 130, it comes to less than the 628 still that I would still get hanging on to it. They're pretty good with doing that, and it's kind of the same thing. So now you have to ask yourself, wow, why is it all the way down to 130? Does somebody know something? I don't think so. So I'm telling you now, if you didn't already bet this, I still believe that Jaden Daniels will be the second pick in the draft. I don't know why this has been, why the odds just plummeted right now, but at the same point in time, anybody that's followed this NFL draft process, and we've been talking about it a lot more than other shows do, dude, the numbers go crazy all the time. Like, there's always line moves. I'm just an idiot for jumping in yesterday at the wrong time. I could have saw this now. I'd be like, well, I'll put 500 on this then. Right, I just bet it at the wrong time. I don't always get it right with the timing of it. But I still do believe. I don't care. Because I got a bunch of people tweeting me now, oh, Morenci, are you worried now about your Jaden Daniels bet? I'm like, no, I'm not. What, because there's an internet report or this or that? Like, no. I believe they're going to take Jaden Daniels second overall. I think the third pick, I don't know. Like, I got J.J. McCarthy going third. Is it to New England, though? The New England Patriots are pretty open about it. A lot of teams aren't, they don't talk and/or they won't really. They'll be cryptic or they'll speak out of both sides of their mouth, so they don't really tell you anything in the end. Well, we're open, but we like to pick, but we're open to business and stuff. The Patriots were pretty open about it and stating that we have a lot of needs and we're trying to stockpile as many draft picks as we can. So, the Patriots let it be known publicly. We're open for business, all right? And we're at the point now, right now, where everybody's been waiting for a trade. Oh, the Vikings are going to move up. The Broncos are going to move up. The Raiders are going to move up. Somebody's going to move up for a quarterback. It hasn't happened yet, and I think now NFL GMs at the top are starting to like say, all right, let's just have an open house publicly about this, right? Let it be known we're open for business. The question is, teams might think we don't have to trade up to get the guy that we want. I don't know who they're like per se, right? So there's a lot of smokescreen stuff going on now. But I still think Jaden Daniels, I think it's a good bet at minus 130 right now that Jaden Daniels is the second pick overall. Let me check in on these odds. I bet this yesterday too. If I got worse odds now, I'm just going to quit this show and walk off the set right now and I tap out. I'm going to cry. If I got a worse number on this one. I took over under offensive lineman taken in the first round. I got plus 160. Plus 160 to the under. All right. Offensive, here it is. Offensive lineman drafted. All right, it's exactly the same still right now. Still plus 160. This isn't a glamorous bet, so it's not really moving around too much. But I bet the under. I don't think they're going to get to 10 when it comes to offensive lineman taken in the first round. That's a lot. I think, you know, we might get to 8, 9 as they, you know. I don't think we get to 10. So I'm going to, I pull the trigger on the under 9.5 at plus 160 offensive lineman drafted. We'll check in tomorrow and see what's up with the odds. And the other one that I put in was Brock Bowers to be a top 10 pick. Brock Bowers to be a top 10 pick. This number's a little bit different at a couple of spots. It's in the plus 100 to plus 120 range. Some places it's starting to be minus money at minus 105, minus 110 type of deal. We'll talk about this with Brett Beard. He's seen Brock Bowers up close covering the SEC Heisman Trophy voter that he is. And he thinks he's one of the best players he's ever seen before. And I got to tell you, as a Michigan Wolverine fan, as somebody that watched Brock Bowers carve our great defense up, I know how good this guy is. Like, you know, this guy is, I think he's also like generational type of deal. And I know like people don't like taking tight ends that high, but he's not really a tight end. He's just a football player. To me, he's like a combination of Travis Kelce and Cooper Kupp. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's a tight end, but he's going to catch a million balls. And he's going to make a bunch of plays for you. And like, you know, whatever team he's on, he's going to become the favorite target of the quarterback. He's going to be a fantasy stud, DFS stud, all that stuff. He's just a football player, this guy. And I've got him going potentially to the Titans at 7. But I'm wondering about the Titans because they've done so much on offense in free agency in the offseason, right? They already have DeAndre Hopkins. They bring in Calvin Ridley. They bring in Tony Pollard, running back from the Cowboys. Calvin Ridley comes over. They've had a nice offseason. So wouldn't do the Titans go defense? But they got that 7 pick, man, and Brock Bowers in that offense with Will Levis and company would just sort of be the icing on the cake for them. And then I'm not sure that Brock Bowers would get past 10 and the New York Jets. So I got Bowers being the prop is every book has this. Will a player be a top 10 pick? I say yes. Brock Bowers will be a top 10 pick. Tennessee's interesting, though. From a betting standpoint, the kid Murphy, Byron Murphy, the kid Murphy out of Texas. Dude, this guy, Rick Saratella is a draft guru. This guy, and he's not the only one. A lot of people think Murphy could be the first defensive player taken. If Tennessee goes defense, let's say they don't go Dallas Turner, they go Murphy. Murphy is like 150-1 right now to be the 7th pick in the draft, which I find to be crazy. It's a lottery ticket, yes, but I think it's a lottery ticket worth playing. And same with Dallas Turner to go 7th overall. Would not shock me. Quickly on the Buffalo Bills, somebody asked me on Twitter today, what do I think of, like, the Bills are going to take a wide receiver. Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Bills, publicly said, everybody thinks that we're taking a wide receiver, but we don't see that we have a glaring hole on our team. We like our wide receiver room. You like your wide receiver room? There's no one in it. You like your wide receiver room? Anyways, him saying that, translation, we're definitely, like, he's trying to put it out there. We're not desperate for a wide receiver, and we all know you're taking a wide receiver. So, Xavier Worthy, and I'm a Bills fan.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And I'm not saying that I would take Xavier Worthy, because Bill fans always come at me after, well, you know, no, this, you shouldn't do that. You asked me who I thought they were going to take, not who I would take. You asked me who I thought. They were not betting on who you think they're going to take or what you would take or what I would take. We got to bet on what they're going to do. And I think the Bills would like Xavier Worthy, the kid out of Texas, just because he's so fast. Dean likes dudes like him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Thursday night throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates joining us on the Sports Grid radio and television networks. Countdown to the National Football League draft is on. We are officially just 1 week away right now. And spring football games continue at the college of football level. Another transfer portal has opened. Let's break it down. A second helping in the house, Mr. Brett Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, First Coast News College football analyst, and more. Brett, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us.
Gabe, it's great to be able to be with you. We had 8 SEC games last week. We've got more to come. As you said, the portal is wide open in football and with basketball. So it's a great time of year in a lot of ways, and you're right. The draft just a week away, so – being in Jacksonville here with the Jaguars, they're trying to figure out what to do too. Love this time of year, particularly with the spring games.
So Ohio State's spring game was on national television. Alabama was on national television as well,
right.
ESPN. But as far as the Buckeyes are concerned, Brent, and it pains me to say this as a Michigan Wolverine, but they might be the most talented team in college football history. I don't even think that's literally and favorably. Joel Klatt was saying the same thing about watching them live. He's basically, their offensive line might not be perfect, but from a talent perspective, adding all these SEC guys, Caleb Downs and Junkins specifically, Sain's not going to play. He's not in the battle right now for the quarterback job. But with that being stated, this is a loaded football team. And oh, yeah, they brought Chip Kelly in as well. That's the good news in Columbus. The bad news is they better win, because it's unfortunate for Ryan Day, a coach who's been successful as he has been. That seed is warming up right now. I mean, with all this talent, all the money, all the transfers, they better win football games.
Gabe, there are just no excuses at this point, right? That's the reality of this. You mentioned Julian Sain, the Alabama transfer. You're correct. He's not ready, is he, Gabe? But I can tell you, one day he will be, and he will be a force. Caleb Downs is ready, that you mentioned in that secondary. Junkins is too. I would agree. Look, I think their defense will be okay. But again, I mean, Gabe, to me, with them, it's the mental aspect of it. And that mental aspect, they've got a lot of things to do. But at the end of the year, they know who's going to be there, and they've lost 3 in a row. How's that going to weigh on them over the summer, I wonder?
It's a great point, and I think I've said this before. Michigan wanted to beat Ohio State, but I think it's too much for Ohio State, the pressure they put on themselves. Mm-hmm. They have a countdown clock, you know what I mean, in their locker room all year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows the stakes, and I think it's just sort of always on their mind. Well, even though we're winning now, what's going to happen when we play Michigan at the end of the year? So Ohio State had a traditional, spring football game. It was very competitive. Players are battling for starting jobs. Alabama takes the traditional approach as well. And then there's Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss spring game, in which I guess they should have called it spring games, Brett, you know, with air quotes. It wasn't a spring game, spring games, guys. So for people that missed this, this was what they did in Oxford. Joey Chestnut was there crushing hot dogs. The players had a hot dog eating contest. Lane Kiffin's father, Monty Kiffin, was getting pushed in a golf cart race. They had a tug of war. Football players, the Ole Miss football players, participated in a slam dunk contest, a basketball slam dunk contest. And it sounds like a great time was had by all. What's your take on this, Brent? You know, nobody's ever done anything like this before. No. Lane thinks differently. How's it being received by some people, or some people saying, oh, you know what? What is this? Is this a circus? Are we, you know, we getting ready for the season? And other people are going to think, you know what? This is the future of football, man. Let's have some fun right now. What's your take?
I'm kind of in between with that. I would have loved to have seen a 40 or 50 play scrimmage along with them having fun. But Lane's pretty coy. He's not going to show anything. Here's the deal with Ole Miss. Lane knows they're a playoff team. You and I have been talking about this for months. Jackson Dart comes back. We talked about Junkins going to Ohio State. Trey Harris is back. And look, they're much improved with defense. You remember Walter Nolan from A&M has transferred to Ole Miss, and he's on the defensive line. So I truly think this is Lane's way of spicing it up, letting the team have some fun, and just having a lot of games. I did think the Joey Chestnut. Can you imagine being in that hot dog contest, Gabe? Looking over you know you can do no better in second place.
He could beat the 300-pound lineman, no problem. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll take this guy down. But I'm just thinking as well, it's the opposite of like old school football, isn't it?
It is.
You know,
it
good
is.
Diet and stuff. It's like, no, we're having a hot dog eating contest. We're not. You know what I mean? Like, don't eat junk food. Don't do this. Kiffin does it a different way. And let's be real. These spring practice games are more for show, right?
It's
to show. Yeah. It's to show the alumni, show the fan base, show the boosters. This is what we have. You know, we're working on this. This is what we've got so far. And we'll be our, you know, this job will be completed in a couple of months when the season starts. So as far as Alabama is concerned, what were the takeaways from Alabama's spring game and Jalen Milroe adapting to this new pass-happy offense?
Well, his throwing motion is better. I think that's one thing that's important. The other thing that may be just as important is a backup quarterback, Ty Simpson, has let it be known he's not going anywhere. He's staying. And, Gabe, look, you and I know the SEC. You know how quickly a quarterback can get hurt, and you got to use your second team or third team quarterback through at least for a game or two, but maybe in the season. So I think that's something that's going to be important for them to be able to do that. I think they were pleased. Look, this team's offense has what I've heard from the media in Alabama may be better than the offense they had last year.
It will be, Brent.
Yeah,
I think it will be. And no offense to you know, Saban's a legend, but I think DeBoer. Look what DeBoer has done over the years.
Yes.
Look what he did at Indiana. Yes. Look how he, and Washington.
Yeah.
One thing about this, Brent, you talked about Jalen Milroe and the footwork. I think Milroe's gonna be in the NFL. I think he's going to work his way into being a big-time NFL draft pick, sort of like Anthony Richardson did. One thing about Milroe that he could already do, Brett, we know he can throw a bomb, right? He's got a cannon. He can throw the ball deep. DeBoer's offense is a lot of intermediate stuff and a lot of, like, sort of NFL-style throws. But I think Milroe has the arm strength to pull it off. I'm looking forward to seeing Milroe's development, and I think he's going to kill it, Brent, personally. I think Milroe's going to be a star.
Yes. Well, and listen, you told me this Jeremy Bernard kid at wide receiver was good. They think he's terrific. I mean, what he did in the spring game, I mean, he may end up being the number one receiver before it's over, frankly. Jim Miller, running back, Justice Haynes, they've got one of the better running back rooms anywhere. Now, what they don't want is Washington's offense and Washington's defense. So that's what that's the thing.
And that's sort of what happened in the spring game, wasn't it? It was like, oh, man, the offense is lighting these guys up.
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing they're watching for. But overall, they had a good spring. And look, I keep giving you credit here, but you were right on. I'm just telling you, Kalen DeBoer has won these people over. He's won the media over. He's won the fans over. I think he's transparent. I think he's sincere. And you got to win, especially in Alabama. But Gabe, so far, everything DeBoer has done, I think people have been very pleased with it.
And DeBoer wasn't the first name that the Alabama faithful, like, you know, not a West Coast guy coming from Washington, right? You know, but the Alabama AD had his eye on DeBoer, right? He always knew this guy can coach. But, Brent, what about the story now that Sarkisian admits, yeah, they offered me the job, I thought about it, but I think Texas is on the verge of doing something big and winning a national championship.
Yeah. Well, look, I can understand him doing that. And it was hard for him to leave, and I get that. And Sarkisian would have done a good job. He will always be grateful, and he would tell you this anytime you meet him, that Nick Saban was instrumental in saving his career in a lot of ways. So, but Gabe, this Texas team with Quinn Ewers, that their running back room is one of the best in the nation. They know that they've got to get better defensively.
They've lost a lot of talent, though, Brett. Just looking at the NFL draft, Worthy, Mitchell, two wide receivers that are going in the first and second round. What about Murphy, too? People are talking about Murphy maybe being the first defensive player taken now.
Yeah, he could be. That's a really good point. But, Gabe, one thing, and I'm going to be fascinated to see the hype with all this. As you know, Texas goes to Michigan. Georgia goes to Texas. Man, oh, man, already.
No, Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's going to be the craziest college football season ever. We're talking about all these teams, and they all sound great. It's like walking into a buffet, Brent.
Yeah,
everything looks good.
Really is.
It's like, man, Ohio State looked good. Oh, I like it. You're like, man, Alabama's offense looked good. Everybody looks good. More with Brent Peard on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The first night throwdown continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morancy. We're kicking it with the great Brent Beard. We're talking college football. We'll get into the NFL draft a little bit. I want to get his thoughts on some of these SEC players. But sort of a tie-in here. I believe that Jaden Daniels is going to go second to the Washington Commanders. Perfect fit with Cliff Kingsbury being the offensive coordinator there. But speaking of these SEC teams in spring practice right now and pressure on coaches, you were talking about Ole Miss and their expectation is to make the playoffs, and I think it has to be now with the expanded playoffs. Very similar situation that James Franklin's going to find himself in now. Now there's no excuse,
right?
You're always one game out. Now it's like now there's no excuse for these teams. But what about Brian Kelly and LSU? Jaden Daniels isn't there, and I know they always just replace wide receivers all the time. It's wide receiver U there. But you're losing Malik Nabers. You're losing Brian Thomas. You're losing Jaden Daniels. I know they're emphasizing the defense in the offseason right now. That Kelly knows this defense has to get better. He doesn't like playing in these 51-45 football games. But what about LSU? How are they replacing all these players on offense? Who's the quarterback?
Well, Garrett Nussmeier is going to be the quarterback, and he was a backup. And I think he'll be fine. Now, look, is he Jaden Daniels? No. And no one is. Who, by the way, if I had the top pick, that's who I'd pick. But anyway, the reality is...
You like Daniels more than Williams even, huh?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just think he can do more. I don't think there's anything Jane Daniels can't do, Gabe. I mean, I know he probably needs to get some bigger and whatever, and that will take care of itself. But I just think he's outrageous as a quarterback. But to your point, Nussmeier's been in the system. He knows it. He's familiar with it. I think that's going to help them. The point you made is going to be the difference in their season is Brian Kelly's made a real effort. He got Baker, the defense coordinator from Missouri, to be his defense coordinator. He got Bo Davis from Texas, who's the best defensive line coach in the nation. He got Corey Raymond from Florida, who is their secondary coach. Now, look, the problem still is there were LSU receivers running wild in the spring game, but it was still the spring game. But I still think they're going to be better defensively because Kelly woke up and realized, and you and I talked about this at the end of the season, that is where they had to improve was on the defensive side of the ball. And if they did not, Gabe, they were going to be a middle-of-the-pack SEC team. So I give him a lot of credit for realizing what they had to do.
The Buffalo Bills need a wide receiver. They trade Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. Gabriel Davis signs with Jacksonville. Their wide receiver room is pretty much empty right now. And there's a lot of talk about Brian Thomas, LSU wide receiver. There's no guarantee he's still going to be there. There's a lot of people think the Bills might try to trade up a couple of spots to get him specifically. What are your thoughts on him? Everybody talks about, we know about Malik Nabers, but you've seen Nabers, you've seen Thomas. What's your assessment after seeing these guys play for a couple of years?
Look, there are times Thomas can be just as good. I mean, he's a burner. He's got good hands. I mean, he can get really good separation. I tell you, Gabe, I'm at the point with these LSU receivers, when people ask me about the draft, I can almost say, look, if the guy's in an LSU uniform, you know he's going to be worth the draft pick.
You know, you blindly take him. I've said the same thing. You just blindly take the guy. Look at my regression. And you know what? I was lucky. Really? It was pretty cool. I actually saw Odell play live with LSU. I went to an LSU Mississippi State game on Eric Mould's day, Buffalo Bill connection. It was Eric Mould's day in Starkville. So, but if you think from the, you know, from Odell, Jarvis Landry, Justin Jefferson, you know, they just don't miss for the most part, and there's been others as well. We can't get to the ball, but they're both good. But what about Xavier Leggett? This is a player that's being compared to A.J. Brown. He's being compared to Deebo Samuel a lot, you know, two other former SEC guys. What are your thoughts on Leggett? And I know he's raw, but does he have that upside that those guys have?
I think he probably does. Really good question. Now, because he's raw, I'll be very interested to see where he goes. But at the same time, got good speed, got good hands. My goodness, Gabe, anybody who plays in the league, that's as tough as this is. And with the DBs you've got to deal with, I think they deserve a chance, and I think he does too.
Now, there's all these flashy wide receivers, but at times, you know what, you win championships with the steak, not the sizzle. And Ladd McConkey is all about that, isn't he? So, you know, people aren't really talking about this guy, but this is a guy that I figure that a winning coach and a winning football team is going to love to have in his offense. Brent, what's your take on McConkey out of Georgia?
He just makes plays. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Look, I would, if I was an NFL team, I would draft McConkey. And I'm just telling you, Gabe, they probably won't do it. To me, Brock Bowers is the top 10 pick. I mean, this is not hype for me or hyperbole. Brock Bowers is one of the best football players I've ever seen. And I had some Georgia beat writers tell me, I think I shared this with you on the segment. They were so confident in Bowers that if Carson Beck had gotten hurt, they could put him in at quarterback and they'd be okay with him. I mean, that's just unbelievable to think about that, isn't it, Gabe? But I'm just telling you, Bowers literally won that Auburn game by himself. And McConkey's this way too. What they do besides catching the ball with their hands is, Gabe, that they're precise route runners, and they get good separation. And these guys they just make plays. I know. They're going to get ate up with the numbers and the analytics and all that. But look, I've been on with you and know you enough to where you understand if a guy's a good football player, that's the bottom line. To me, I just don't get caught up. I respect them, but I just don't get caught up with all the numbers. And those two guys from Georgia, Gabe, I would, if I had a choice high up, I would pick those guys because you won't regret it.
You know, I totally, completely agree with you, and I've been talking about it, and I've told people about what you've said about he's one of the best football players you've ever seen, and you've been watching SEC football for a long time. I don't think it's crazy. Like, if I was drafting, I would have a legitimate debate about, is Marvin Harrison a better pick than Brock Bowers for us? Like, people don't realize this guy, he's that much of a playmaker. Yards after the catch as well. He's impossible to tackle, even though he's not a massive dude. He just plays with that determination. He'll run through a wall. Great route runner. And I understand, though, Marvin Harrison wants to be an Arizona Cardinal, and that doesn't happen often, right? Where someone he's put it out there. He's comfortable with it. He wants to play with Kyler Murray. So I understand why the Cards want to go that route. At five, the Chargers are trying to rebuild. Harbaugh's got a five-year deal. He knows he's not winning the Super Bowl this year. I think he's going to surprise people and go Joe Alt, offensive lineman out of Notre Dame, with the fifth pick. But I'm going to throw this at you, Brent. The Tennessee Titans with the seventh pick. They brought in Pollard from the Cowboys. They signed Calvin Ridley. They have DeAndre Hopkins. So it would make sense potentially for them to go defense with seven. But, man, you drop Brock Bowers in this offense with Will Levis and those guys, I think he's a perfect fit with the Tennessee Titans, Brent. And I'm betting it. I'm betting that Brock Bowers will be a top 10 pick. I think he goes to seven to Tennessee. I think it's a perfect fit for him. And or I think Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are looking at him and going, we got to get this guy. Yeah. I think he could go 10 to the Jets, Brent.
But, well, and the other thing with Bowers is Bowers has a very high football IQ. And he knows football. He knows what to do when he's midstream and
he understands the route, He understands. Like, some guys are running it. He understands the play.
He does. And look, there are all kinds of ways you can use Bowers. I mean, you can use him on a jet sweep. You can use him as an H-back. My goodness, you could use him as a running back as you had to do it. And look, Jacksonville's in the same division with Tennessee and Houston. And I can tell you, few teams have made as much progress in the offseason as Houston and Tennessee. I think you're spot on there. He would be absolutely superlative for Tennessee, Gabe, because they need playmakers, don't they? Obviously Derrick Henry's gone, but you've got a situation where they need guys like Bowers. And I don't want to hear this stuff of, Bowers is slow. No, actually, he's not. Is he a 4.2, 4.3 guy? No. But as we talked about, he overcompensates for things like that with his IQ and how smart he is, especially when he gets in the secondary.
I'm almost looking at him like he's going to be a Cooper Kupp type. Like, people don't realize it.
Yeah.
Like, once he gets into the NFL, they're going to be like, yeah, he had night catches last night. It's going to be one of those dudes.
Yeah, really?
It's going to be like, he had 12 catches last night. Like, sort of like the Travis Kelce. You look how they've leaned on him. I think I agree with you, Brett. I think he's that good. Yes. I think it's just a perfect, perfect fit listen, you look at that division, man. You talked about it, Brett. The Houston Texans aren't playing around. And don't forget, Tank Dell got hurt. They got Nico Collins out of Michigan. He's turning into a great NFL wide receiver. You bring in Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
And you look at the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson looked good before he got hurt. That's the big thing. I think Brent, now that he's been hurt and he's on the sidelines watching, I think it's going to be a big step for him this year as well, Richardson. Yeah, I hope he can stay healthy because he's so fun to watch.
I agree. Listen to me now. He doesn't have the accuracy that Jaden Daniels does, but he could be a really good, to your point, dual threat quarterback and be really dangerous. My stars, Gabe, imagine that kid on third and three, what he could do if he really improves.
Brad, we've got like 1 minute left here. So I just wanted to ask you, Dallas Turner was the consensus first defensive player. Such an offensive draft in the first round. People were thinking the Atlanta Falcons are going to take Dallas Turner, but we were talking about Murphy out of Texas, and I speak to scouts and guys that are in the business, and they're telling me, no, it's not crazy if Murphy's the first defensive player taken. And it wouldn't shock me if the Titans went there either. We're just talking about Bowers to the Titans, but I think Turner or Murphy could go to the Titans at 7.
Yeah, boy, that'd be a big pickup for them too. I can tell you this on Turner, and I've been in the press
box. Sorry, Brad, 20 seconds.
Yeah, Turner's tremendous. Has a great motor. And I can tell you one thing, he and Will Anderson were in that Bama defense at the same time, Gabe. That made them more dangerous.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well for the Houston Texans getting Will Anderson. I tell you. Hey, we'll speak next week, Brent. I can't wait to see how this draft plays out. Brent, where can people find you online?
Yeah, thank you. At Brent Beard, BEAIRD, second.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Helpings, also college football analyst for ABC and NBC affiliates at First Coast News. Gabe, love you, brother. Always enjoy being with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On SportsGrid.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Shout out to Brent Beard. Always awesome stuff. And, well, we've got a result here. Even though the hockey game isn't done, the LA Kings did enough. This is some wild stuff tonight, man. The LA Kings were down 1-0 after the first period of play. Then they were up 3-1 after two periods of play. And Vegas lost tonight. So if LA wins, they climb and they pass Vegas in the standings. Then Chicago comes back and takes a 4-3 lead, but the LA Kings just scored in the game's final moment to tie the game, and now we're in overtime, and it doesn't matter if the Kings, whatever happens to them now, because they got a point, and they own the tiebreaker against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So it's official. The LA Kings will be playing the Edmonton Oilers. And even though the NHL never announced this, I told you guys this earlier in the day, it'll be Monday, all right? Let me handle the scheduling, Gary. It'll be Monday. And lo and behold, they just popped it up on the screen. The LA Kings are playing the Edmonton Oilers on Monday. So it's set. The Las Vegas Golden Knights. Wow, this changes things up in a sense. I think this is an easier path. No disrespect to the LA Kings. But the Edmonton Oilers have a hard time with the Vegas Golden Knights. Now the Oilers get to avoid the Vegas Golden Knights. The Oilers are better than the LA Kings are. Like, the Kings are going to be the ones trying to keep the puck out of the net. And I get it. It's going to be a battle. I'm not dismissing the Kings, but I think this is a big game changer here suddenly. Like, I like Dallas a lot, but suddenly if you're Dallas, you got to deal with the Vegas Golden Knights. They could lose that series. Then they got to play Colorado or Winnipeg after. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers get the LA Kings and the winner of the Nashville Predators and or the Vancouver Canucks. And the Kings just won for good measure. We're going to break it all down tomorrow. Let's roll. The playoffs are here. We're going to have all of our best bets and predictions tomorrow night. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.